AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Some 300 children who have been housed at a remote border patrol station in Texas near the border with Mexico have been moved. Trump administration came under sharp criticism after several attorneys visited and found older children caring for the younger ones, inadequate food, water, and sanitation. It's not clear where all the children have been placed, but some, according to Congresswoman Veronica Escobar's office, are at another location in El Paso. The bodies of a young woman and three children, two of them infants, have been found in another part of Texas near the border. Officials say they most likely died of dehydration and heat exposure after crossing the Rio Grande into the U.S. President Trump announces a new series of sanctions against Iran's supreme leader and many of his top military leaders. Trump telling reporters at the White House,
I think a lot of restraint has been shown by us, a lot of restraint, and that doesn't mean we're going to show it in the future. But I felt that we want to give this a chance, give it a good chance.
Tensions have been escalating since Trump last year withdrew the U.S. from a global nuclear deal with Iran, reimposing economic sanctions. They increased even more last week when Iran shot down a U.S. drone. Just days away from the Democrats' first presidential primary debates, voters in this country admit they're not paying much attention to the massive field of candidates. In an AP NORC poll, only 22% of registered Democrats say they know a lot about the different candidates' positions. San Francisco resident Kira Fallon says it's time to elect a woman.
We do not need a man. What I would love to see is a woman of any color with a vice president who's a man.
4 in 10 Democratic voters say they would be more excited about voting for a woman for president, and 36% feel the same about a younger candidate. This is AP Radio News. The U.S. Supreme Court is wrapping up its term this week. Two big issues, Trump administration's citizenship question on the 2020 census and gerrymandering by state legislatures. AP Supreme Court correspondent Mark Sherman.
The cases involving the census and gerrymandering are very important to the distribution of political power in this country for the next 10 years because they will both help determine how seats are drawn both in Congress, in state legislatures, and even in local elected bodies across the country. And the census case will help determine how billions of dollars in federal money are distributed.
The Los Angeles Rams have settled for about $24 million, a class action suit filed by St. Louis Rams fans who had purchased 30-year personal seat licenses 21 years before the team moved to L.A. in 2016. The agreement calls for the club to pay the fans 30% of the original license fee, a refund of the 9 unused years, and damages. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.